Elhamdülillah Rabbil Alemin. Estağfurullah ellezî lâ ilâhe illâ huve el-hayyul kayyûm ve etûb ileyh. Eşhedü en lâ ilâhe illallah ve eşhedü enne Muhammeden abdühü ve rasûlüh. Vaffu enne ya kerîm, vaffu enne ya kerîm, vaffu enne ya kerîm. Vahkırlına min kalbite ya Rahman, ya Rahim, ya Melik, ya Kudüsü, ya Hafif, ya Allah. El-Evvel ya Allah, El-Ahir ya Allah, El-Zahir ya Allah, El-Zatin ya Allah, Haydihi ve Şerdihi min Allah-u Teala. Ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah vahduhu la şerike leh. Ve eşhedü enne Muhammeden abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Seyyidel Evveline vel Ahirin. İşverna ya Şefi Ebnebiyin. Bir rahmetli ya Erhamer Rahimin. Allah-u Teala fi kitab-ı aziz evzülillah mine şeytan-ı rezim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْاَرْضِ صَدَقَ اللّٰهُ الْعَظِيمُ Allah-u Teala sevdiği Kur'an-ı Kerim To Allah belongs all and everything and all the power in the heavens and earth and Allah is all-knowing and wise. Now, if I were a Waliullah, a saint, which I am not, or if I were an alim or a wise man, which I am not, or if I was of the half of the Quran, which I am not, I don't even know Arabic. But if I was all that, if I would come here, and talk to you with them for 1,000 words. If Allah Ta'ala, in His generosity, wouldn't put in your heart an ability to hear me, to understand me, to agree with me and to be able to do something with which you have heard, you wouldn't hear a thing and you wouldn't benefit anything from all that talk. Now I am not all that, but Allah Ta'ala has used mosquitoes to vanquish the armies of Nimrud and kill him. So I am a mosquito. But Allah Ta'ala says in the ayat which I have just recited to you, that all and everything which we see and even which we are not capable to see, and all the power, all the action, all what happens in this universe belongs to Him. Yes. Now, are we going to deny that? I hope not. And if we believe in this, and if we believe that although Allah Ta'ala does not reside at a specific place, He is right here now. (Clears throat) although we don't see him, although we don't hear him, although we cannot touch him, he sees us and he hears us. Right now, not only he sees our outside and what he hears, what I am telling you, he says, I do not fit into the heavens and earth which I have created, but I fit into the heart of my believing, loving servant. So he is also inside of us, so he knows. For he created us. He knows our past, he knows our present, he knows our future. So if we also believe in that, and we have no doubt about it, that what other choice do we have but to obey him and to submit to him? Now we are Muslim. The word itself comes from the word taslim, submission. A Muslim is he who submits. A Muslim is he who obeys his creator, his sustainer, the one who has created all, the all-powerful, the all-knowing, the all-wise. We are Muslims. We are Muslims if we submit to Allah Ta'ala, if we obey Allah Ta'ala. Do we know even what obedience is? Obedience is something which is you are ordered to do, which you don't want to do. Hafiz Shibli, Qudus Sirrah al-Fattahi, he says, the true ibadat is that which comes hard for you to do. Not the salat, not the fasting, but anything which is hard for you to do. Obedience is very, very hard to all of us. Especially obedience to an entity which we do not see, which we cannot touch, which we cannot hear. But obedience is the basis of Islam. A soldier who obeys his commander is a good soldier. An employee who obeys his boss is a good worker. A son who obeys his father is a good son. A wife who obeys her husband, and vice versa, the husband who obeys his wife, is a good family. Do we obey our parents? Maybe we did at some occasions, But didn't we feel terrible that we had to obey them? Do we obey our bosses? If we do, we hate ourselves for it. Our wives, to our husbands, to obey them. No, we are we. We want to obey our wives or our husbands. Now, there is another entity to obey, which is closer to obeying to Allah Ta'ala. The mind, the aql, is like the commander. So the mind says, get up! I have difficulty to get up. My knees do not obey me. The upper says walk. It's hard for me to walk. Now that is physical. Because I'm old. But when I was young and healthy and strong, my uncle said, go to the mosque. Somebody helped me from going to the mosque. It instead sent me to the marketplace or to the gambling house. Who is this? Which doesn't obey the commander which Allah Ta'ala has placed in here. That's the nafs. That's the ammara. In each and every one of us. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered us to wage jihad-e-kabir. Not against enemies of Islam, but against ourselves, against our nafs, against our ego, which prevents us from what the commander here tells us to do. That commander, the uncle, is the ally of Allah Ta'ala. But the nafs is the ally of Shaitan al-A'in, our private devil. No obedience, because we don't know what obedience is. Even if we know who to obey. The uncle says, go to the mosque. But the shaitan disobey. It takes us to the marketplace, to the Wall Street, to the bank. We have to learn how to obey. We have to learn how to obey first by obeying our parents, our bosses, our leaders, whether good or bad. Our wives, our husbands, we have to learn how to obey. and learning how to obey is our sword in the jihad against our egos, our enemies, which prevents us from the truth. Islam is Tasliya. Islam is obedience. Obedience to whoever it is, he is or she is, unless that entity, that person, asks us to do something against what Allah Ta'ala asked us to do. Without this, we are only Muslims in name. A Muslim obeys Allah Ta'ala. A Muslim obeys Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A Muslim obeys his or her mother and father. A Muslim obeys their leader, learning how to obey. And let us be only Muslims in name. Ya Rabbi, teach us the truth of Islam. Ya Rabbi, bless us with Islam, so that we know that although we cannot see you and we cannot hear you, that you are right here now, that you are seeing us and you are healing us, and give us the ability to behave accordingly. Ya Rabbi, bless us with the adab of Muhammad, with the adab of Quran al-Kareem. Ya Rabbi, as you have gathered us in this mosque on this blessed Friday, gather us also on the day of Yawm al-Deen in the safe place under the riwayah and close to the one who you have sent, Ash-Shafi al-Muzdeen, Rahmatan lil-Alameen, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi, bless us with the adab Muhammadin, so that perchance we will be worthy for the Shafa'at of Muhammadin. Ya Rabbi, bless this Jama'at with the Shafa'at of Muhammadin. Ameen. Ameen. Bihurmati Sayyidina Al-Mursaleen, Ta'ala Yasin, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa sallim. Which has devoted their lives to us, to serve us all our lives, our parents. Ya Rabbi, before we even realize that we need something, you send us what we need, and much, much more than what we need. Ya Rabbi, we cannot possibly count all the blessings which you bestow on us, the lower and the sinner alike. But the greatest gift you have left us with is you have given us Iman, you have given us Islam, you have given us Ihsan, and you have given us our guide and our example and our prophet, your beloved, your best creation, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Para for all those gifts which none of us deserve, you have found us, kept us. Ya Rab, have mercy on us. Teach us thankfulness and count us amongst your thankful servants. And seldom you test us. You test us to see whether we truly believe in you, whether we truly obey you, whether we truly love you. Not that you know not, so that we ourselves know. You test us with little pain, little sickness. You test us with little hunger, little poverty. You test us taking away things from us which we think are ours, but in reality all is yours. And you praise patience, O Lord. You say patience is the key to success, the key to victory. Indeed, you say patience is the key to paradise. We never show patience. On the contrary, we complain about you to our doctors, to our lawyers, to each other. Shame on us. Ya Rab, have mercy on us.
Amen.
Teach us patience.
Amen.
And count us amongst your patient servants.
Amen.
Ya Allah, Hidya Ahel, you say fall down to the rope of Islam and do not separate yourself from each other. Your beloved says, a Muslim is a brother to a Muslim, and all Muslims are one nation. And your beloved says that my ummah is like one single body if its finger aches, the whole body aches. And he says, if we do not love each other for your sake, our iman is incomplete. Rather, the other day that we were united, and when we were united, we were wise, we were knowledgeable, we were beautiful, we were devout, we were strong. Everybody loved us, and in fact envied us, and in fact copied us. Look at us today, Dara. Everybody hates us. Oh Lord, bring back the unity amongst Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
Bring back the unity amongst Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
Bring back the wisdom and the knowledge and the beauty and the kindness and the generosity and the love which was once Islam. Ya Rab, have mercy amongst Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
And teach us the truth of Islam.
Amen.
And bless us with the Aga of Muhammad and Aga of Quran
al-Kareem.
Ameen. We give you the Sayyidah of the Sayyidah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa taqib ala saran wa kelab al-jididan wa sakkal al-tarfadan wa bilik wa ruhah wa al-baha ati bayti jibina al-tarfadu wa sallam wa barik wa sallam alayhi kaseeran kaseeran kaseeran. فصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى جميع الانبياء والمرسلين والابرجاء والصالحين وعلى ملائكتك والمقربين وعلى اهل طاعتك اجمعين من اهل السماوات واهل الارضين ورضوان الله تعالى على ال رسول الله واصحابه اجمعين.